KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Y'all kids, I'm Route 66. Thank you. the marriage of your spirit here has caused him to remain. Whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. Oh, there's
silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain
against my window pane. I'll think of summer days again and dream of you, and dream of you.
I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two. You bounce my heart around. Like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. If you stretch my love till it's thin enough to tear, I just stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Band when I'm a shoulder you do have. Just a rubber band because my heartstrings they just snap. You go and squeeze me till I'm all the flame. But like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back.
Disagree, cause to reason is not what you care for. Smart, then you take it to heart, cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise and the problems are so overrated.
There's a moon out tonight. morning there's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glow in my heart I never felt before. There's a girl at my side that I adore. There's a glow in my heart I never felt before. Oh, darling, where have you been? I've been longing for you all my life. Whoa, whoa, baby, I never felt this way before. I guess it's because there's a moon out tonight. Oh, there's a glow in my heart I never felt before. There's a girl at my side that I adore. There's a glow in my heart I guess it's because
sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Yeah. that your life was awful tame. Well, I took you to a nightclub and the whole band knew your name. Oh, well, baby, 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 I've got news for you. Somehow your story don't ring true. Well, I've got news for you. Well, you phoned me you'd be late, 'cause you took the wrong express, and then you walked in smiling with your lipstick all a mess. Let me say it to you, little mama. Whoa, I've got news for you. Ah, your story don't ring true, little girl. Yeah, I've got news for you. It said, love from Daddy Yo. Oh, well, baby, oh, little girl, I wanna say I've got news for you. Ah, if you think that job will do, let me tell you, oh, I've got news.
We would like to do a very beautiful Spanish folk song now for you. It's a Spanish song.
It's a Jewish song.
It's a Spanish song entitled
Jewish
Carnival.
Song.
Tell me, we are going to do a Spanish folk song entitled Carnival. It tells of the carnivals, the fiesta in Spain. It tells of the wind on the plains and the rains on the plains. And it tells how these things change the destinies of a young Spanish couple.
Jewish
very
couple.
This is a Spanish folk song. Carnival is a Spanish song. It's
the
not a
Jewish song.
Oh, it is not.
Oh, gentle young lovers, wherever you... Oh, gentle young lovers in the carnival time in Israel. Oh, the sands are sparkling bright. Gentle breezes bring love into the hearts of this young Jewish couple.
Tommy, it is a Spanish couple, a young Spanish couple celebrating and having fun in the carnivals. It is not Jewish.
It's a Jewish...
Where do they have carnivals in Israel? Now tell me.
At the kibbutzes.
The Kabutzas.
Hadassah Nassa, Kabutzas. That's Israeli Indian.
As I was saying, this tells of the gentle breezes.
It's a
and
Jewish
the,
folk song. Oh, gentle breezes bring the sound of the fair. No. Hi, gentle breezes.
Tommy.
Here
hey,
comes the breezes bringing the herald in the beginning
stop
of...
Stop it. No gentle breezes.
The Gentile breezes.
All right. That's very, very clever the way you... Gentle, Gentile. That is very funny.
Well, words to me are a plaything.
Well, enough of the kidding around now. Really, it is a Spanish folk song.
Jewish folk
it's
song.
Spanish folk it's song, and that is final.
Stupid Arab.
Play, gypsy, play. Magic fingers, play.
Hadassah Nassa.
I cut that out.
Will true love come my way?
I'm out of tune here.
Well, what happened to your magic fingers?
What happened to your magic fingers? We're making this all up.
Thank you.
Will true love come my way on this carnival day, or will I be alone with my dream? I'll sing to the sun in the sky. I'll sing till the sun rises high. Carnival time is here, magical time of year. And as the time draws near, dreams lift my heart. I'll sing as I play my guitar. I'll cling to a dream from afar. Will love come my way this carnival day? Here in my heart. Carnival time is here, magical time of year. And as the time draws near, dreams lift my heart. I'll sing as I play my guitar. I'll cling to a dream from afar. Will love come my way this carnival day, or stay here in my heart? Will true love come my way on this carnival day, or will I be alone with my dream?
Oh, such a big, big world. Somewhere in this big, big world, there's got to be a little bitty girl for me. I've got a big, big love for this little bitty girl. So where in this big, big world can she be?
Say, don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers, if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers, I'm gonna...
Ringo, what's been the most important aspect of being a Beatle to you?
Important?
Yeah.
I was tapping, folks. Your set isn't wrong. I don't know. It's all sort of important in good ways, and it's only important, really, in other ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could
you say what's pleased you most about it?
To pinpoint it is beyond. Mm. I just like being in the Beatles, you know. Yeah. It's the best thing for me, anyway.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
What do you find the most enjoyable aspect of life now, the way that the Beatles are operating now, which is on a sort of limited
basis? Yeah, well, it's much nicer, you know. We used to work every night, practically. We're all always tired and hungry.
Yeah.
But now we have plenty of time off, you know, and it's great because it doesn't get on top of you. You can just sort of have a rest and then we do a bit of work.
Yeah. What do you do during the time that you're off?
Sit around most of the time, you know, just don't do anything. Just sort of play records, you know, the usual stuff anybody does when they sit around.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be content to do that for the rest of your life, or is there anything that you'd like to do outside of being a musician?
No, there's nothing I'd rather do, you know, really. I mean, I like playing and things like that, but I think I would turn into a blob if it was left to do nothing, you know.
You would do that?
Yes, I could easily turn into a lump of nothing,
yeah.
Just sitting on a chair.
How much do material possessions matter to you? Do you need the sort of trappings of luxury now?
I like them, you know, that's why I have them. So I like, it's nice to have a good house and a bit of land and a couple of good, you know, a couple of cars instead of one terrible old car.
Yeah.
I enjoy all that. Well, I mean, anyone would, you know.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Do you like being a family man?
Yes, I enjoy that too, because that's good again for me, you see, because if I sit at home, at least there's something going round, you know, there's the baby slobbering on me or things like that, you know. Lovely baby.
Would you like to have more kids?
Yes. Mm. They're good fun, you know, they sort of crawl around, break all the ashtrays. And
have you any thoughts about what you'd like your own children to do?
No, I don't know, honestly don't know.
Would you be happy to have a
family? That's the worst thing, you know, when as soon as the baby arrived, you've got all these sort of, well, you know, what do we do now, you know, if we tell him to do this, is it right? You just have to go along, but I haven't planned anything for him, you know, I just hope he's okay himself, he can make it.
Would you be happy to have a family of blobs all sitting around doing
well, that? As long as I was one too.
That's what I meant.
I wouldn't mind. That would be okay. Then you'd have no worries, would you? You know?
I guess, no.
And that's what I like, you see, no worries. I hate worries.
Does your sort of outside activities extend to wanting to travel anywhere and really see places that you've maybe been to and not seen as a
No, not yet. Mm. No.
Where do you like to go on a holiday, for instance?
Well, we always go somewhere where it's quiet. We sort of phone up the office and say, well, how is it here? And she'll say, oh, it's snow, you know, because we don't know much geography. Well, I don't. And they'll say, well, this is very nice. So we all go there, think, yeah, great, and, you know, all peaceful and quiet. But after 2 weeks, you know, I get bored after 2 weeks of just sitting around doing nothing in the sun, you know. I like to sit at home doing nothing, sort of. I think because if you do want to do something, it, you know, it's right there. Yeah. But I always get bored laying around after 2 weeks.
That's very strange.
I don't know, you know. I think it's because I like being home anyway. You know, I love staying at home.
You say you play records and so on. Can you tell us what sort of things, or do you range over a pretty wide field?
I play anything, you know. Just anything.
Are there any artists or musicians that you'd go out of your way to listen to?
Not right out of me.
Well,
you
no.
Know,
if they're as far
the
as a record.
As long as they're on the way into town, it'll be all right. I sort of get mad things, you know. I sort of go potty on people just after hearing one record, and I buy a couple of LPs. Mm-hmm. And that's it, you know. I may play one of the LPs and then I'll never bother again. Mm-hmm. I'm like that with most things, you know. I sort of want things and then I get them and then I get tired.
Like what other things? Can you think of anything that you felt that way about?
Well, more when I was a kid, you know. I sort of want a bike, give me a bike, you know. Spoiled brat. And I'd get a bike and then I'd swap it for a steering cart or something. And then your mother would say, but I paid a lot of money for that bike, and you know, and some kid made the steering cart in his backyard. And I'd swap that for a TomTom and things like that. I just kept wanting things till I got them, you know.
So even when you were a kid, I mean, obviously your sights were lower than they are now, you were still able to get most of the things you wanted?
Well, I mean, I didn't want much, did I? You know, an £8 bike and things like that. I never wanted anything big, so, you know, just soft little things. Yeah. And I just wanted them, and I tried to get them and got most of them, and then just got rid of them.
So would you say, on the whole, that you've had a fairly easy life?
Yeah, I've had an easy life, yeah. Mm. I've never been hungry, never been cold. You know, I've had a good life. I wouldn't change any of it, you know, even the bit before. This bit's much better, mate.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I still wouldn't bother me to go through all the rest again. Because, I
You're from a big family or a small family?
I'm the only child.
Ah, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go, you see. Yeah. People say, oh, only child, you must have been spoiled. But I wasn't spoiled where I could have everything because my mother went out to work, you know, and she was the only one getting any money, so therefore, I suppose it was one of the reasons I never asked for big things. Mm. I just asked for little things, which may have seemed big, but they weren't really.
When did you first get interested in music?
When I was about 14 in hospital, they used to have to keep us happy, you know, all the kids, because I was 14. They had a sort of ward band, and the little sort of teacher came along, and she sort of put a big board up with all yellow dots and red dots, and when she pointed to red or yellow or green, the triangles or the drums or, you know, silly little band. It was great fun. Yeah. And I would never play unless she gave me a drum, you see. So I used to fight for the drums then. And I think that's when I first became interested, and then I used to sort of bang on the desk, on the locker next to the bed and things. And then I came home and I put little bits of wire on top of biscuit tins and used to bash them with pieces of firewood, you know. And then I got a 30 bob bass drum, which used to drive them all mad. I was about 15 and a half, I think, 16. And I got this bass drum, you know, just a one-sided bass drum, and I used to bang it, sort of bashing it to the BBC and things like that.
Did you ever have any kind of tuition at all, or was the whole thing?
I had about three lessons. I sort of, once I got interested and sort of said, right, I'll go and read music and learn how to play, you know. And only I went to this little man in, you know, it was just in a house sort of thing. And he played drums, and he sort of said, get a manuscript, and he wrote it all down. And I never went back, you know. After that, I couldn't be bothered, you know. It was too routine for me, you know, all that paradiddles and that, and I couldn't stand it. But I don't think I'd ever bother learning now, you know.
No. Well, OK, Ringo, I think that sort of takes us to the end. It's time I let you go and do some more ligging about, isn't it?
Thanks a lot then, Brian. Well, all the best.
Your soul.